Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 1. He said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech, but or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I proposed, I determined, I made up my mind, not to know anything amongst you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and I was with you in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words, was not with eucalyptus apocalypses, the terrestrial dimension of the eternal realm and the throne of God. It wasn't with enticing words. Of man's wisdom, but what? In the demonstration of what? But in the, verse 4. But in the demonstration of the Spirit and of what? Power. Two expressions. The demonstration of the Spirit is where you find our Lord Jesus said, "I will give you another comforter and He shall teach you of what? All things." It tells you about a particular response you should have before you get to that point. It tells you, stop telling that lady your business. But there's nothing physically that really justifies that. It keeps coming to you, stop telling that girl too much about yourself. It teaches you all things, not just scriptures. It teaches you how to dress. You dress up and you say, "Okay, that's good, but could you change it to red because we are going bloodly today?" Bloody, bloody. They do red. Say, "Spirit of God, you like red?" Say, "That's my favorite color." And the next day is also his favorite color. Say, "We teach you of all things, reminding you of everything that I have told you." You see, some of the things you are trying so hard to remember because he wasn't the one who told you. When a prophecy, a prophetic word comes from the realm of the Spirit and is for you, it burns into your heart. You can't forget. That's why. That, you see, the emphasis of the Spirit and the power is so that your faith, you know, the first time I was talking about your faith, huh? Do you now see why the devil is able to leave the battle at the spirit realm, then come to your mind and convinces you with conversations on how to fall out of the will of God? Excuse me. So God says the antidote to your response is to know the Spirit. To know the Spirit is to know the voice of God in your life. Is to know the tools through which God communicates with you personally. Not another man's. There are people, when God talks to them, they start having very powerful impressions. Who knows what I'm talking about? You start having very powerful impressions. You can't shake them off. That's God talking to you. Do you know how many of us can easily tell the voice of the devil more than the voice of God? Do you know? People are quiet now. Please, I need a sincere person. When you are having those conversations in fear that make you afraid, is that not the devil? Is that not Satan? Uh-huh. But if God talks to you, you say, "Something told me." Because somehow you believe the devil sold the lie to tell you that if you sin against the Holy Spirit, you'll not be forgiven. So you don't want anybody to kill you. So you prefer to say something. But that something is a person. He said, if you know the Spirit and you know the power, your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men. Because the time men begin to tell you, "This thing, we need to use wisdom." You say, "Hey, I have another level of information." They will tell you it is not in accumulating Mary Kay. You can Mary Kay yourself out of marriage. If a man loves you, it's not merike. If he's in love with you. So the merike is to attract him. But you better be sure that you got the glory of God over your life. After you marry, all that prim, proper dress, jeans, all those things, she won't wear it again. Because we have one election. Ah. Ujutiri, eyes have seen. It's not every lady that will go to gym. Some are too tired and lazy for it. You have married her. So that your faith, so you won't be asking God, are you sure this was my wife? Because the way she's looking now, I don't even understand. I'm not attracted, hey, you are not attracted. Just the way even we two in heaven, we are not attracted to you. You won't be using earthly observations to determine where God is standing. You see all this wisdom of men. For you to get that contract, you need to go and give all those secretaries and office assistants something that I can push your file forward. I mean, that's where we'll do it now. We settle. It's not really bribe. You just like thank you. Ahead of nothing. See, I didn't expect. I just gave him. But okay, why did you give him that time you gave him? We are all paying bribe. Amen. I was stopped by the policemen and they asked for money. So I said to the guy, you can't take money from me. No, they asked me to park. The guy looked at me, said, are you an officer? I said, I'm a pastor. I collect offering. You are a policeman. You collect. I said, you cannot. We are doing the same work. The man said, okay, go. Carry your wallet. I said, no, give me your number. We have things we can do together. I deleted the stupid number. Next verse, Avec. Please, you people need to allow me to be serious. You see, sometimes I make up my mind. These seconds, I'm Holy Ghost. There's somebody just don't like, you see, this. It was this David's matter that started this. Let me look for one serious place in the Bible. Because like this one is making this marriage. It's making this. People are watching online. They are watching. Which kind of church is this? If you are tired, go to your own church. Why are you watching online? You people are not helping. You should stop laughing so I can even talk to myself to be serious. You see, among all this preaching, church is family. So it's family. Because we will still fight in 2021. So today that there's play, let's play. You understand? There's play, let's play. But as you are listening to me, God will be talking to you. You see, albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. The word perfect there is the word matured. We speak wisdom amongst them that are matured. Yet it is not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. You see, there are two levels of wisdom there. There's a wisdom of this world. There is a wisdom that they trade among principalities. It's a higher level of wisdom. Occultic. It's not even at that level. Or that come to nothing. Verse 7. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the what? Hidden. So God kept it in your parlor and used something to cover it. So it is the glory of God to what? Conceal a matter. But the honor of kings. If you are going through a particular attack and you are just praying, is it not wise enough for you to ask, why am I facing this thing? It may reduce your prayers. He said, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world, read the next three words there. So there is a glory God has apportioned to us on earth. But if you subscribe to the wisdom of this world, if you compromise and say, if I do it like this, I will get, you forfeit the glory, you forfeit the inheritance. Scripture says, let him that thinketh his style take heed, lest he fall. Next verse. Which none of these princes knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified love glory. Now, I want us to go down to verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man, that which God prepared for them that love him. Now, can you see something very profound here? That it is possible for God to have certain intentions for you, and yet it has not come into your mind. Hallelujah. You are here planning your own thing, trying to put your life in order. Some of you want to wait for January 1 to start planning for January 1. You are late. There are certain things about your life that God has determined. And that's why you will notice there are certain things that happen suddenly in your life. You didn't see it coming. Come on now. You prayed, you are fasting, but you are someone that even dreams. You have, but when that thing happened, you didn't even know it will happen when it happened. Because there are certain things God chooses to conceive for his own glory. Oh, are you here? Are you here? They could have decided to get married, and they will still be planning up till now. Are you with me? They will still be planning. You know, some people are forever planning. There are certain things God conceives. The things, it could just be a promotion or something happens in your office. It just happens. You can't even say you prayed. God, you know, there are certain things that are the prerogative of God, the God factor. Come on, I release the God factor over you. It just happened. When people ask you, you say it is God. It's not a general statement. You actually mean it. Because you can't even explain what happened. When I go into meetings or I go to places and I'm meeting people for the first time, and they just say, oh, let me connect you with this person, connect you with that person. I didn't ask for it. It just happens. Somebody may have something like this in his pocket, like Brock Billy taught us. Some of you don't know Brock Billy. Those are our disciples. Somebody can have something. You will be saying, I need this thing. You will not bring it out. God must speak to the heart of everybody for them to release what is in their heart. So it's not your begging that compels this life to answer to you. It is the voice of God that created everything that nature listens to. Hey! I say it is the voice of God that created all these things. That we hear the voice of God, they'll say, answer Agnes. Oh, I just prophesied. So you see people bringing you things. Car number one, car number two, car number three, car number four. Do you like a plot? I have three plots. I just feel like blessing you with one. Blessing me. Where is it? Somewhere around Chevron. I hope you don't mind Chevron. Mind? When can we go? Can I bring my lawyer? Can we go now? Yeah, man of God, why not? Why not? You see? But the man can be there, you are crying. Ah, this life. Ha! Ah. God told me to come to Lagos, I'm suffering. You will suffer for long. There are two factors I presented to you. Number one is what the Holy Spirit teaches you. Because Jesus, our Lord, said, when he comes, he will reveal, he will take of mine. Huh? And show to you, reveal to you. So if you sit and you don't hear what he is saying today, you have removed the factor of the Spirit in that equation. Because the power of God will be dispensed to the degree of the utterance. The power of God will be dispensed to the degree of what he said to you. And every time God says to you and you respond, it becomes covenant. Covenant is stronger than prayers. Better hear that one. Hear that one. No? Covenant is what? Stronger than prayers. In your moment of weakness, it's covenant that jumpstarts. Some of you are going to enter into covenant with God in 2021. He said, but God has revealed these things to us by what? By his Holy Spirit. For the Spirit does what? It's like google.com.ng. How do you call that thing? He searches all things. He sees the request in your heart. Father, how are we going to move forward in 2021? And then he troubleshoots. He begins. Do you know what it means to troubleshoot? When your laptop is acting up. You troubleshoot. Do you know there are certain things you only learn by troubleshooting? When you call your IT officer in the office and it doesn't show up on time, then you start trying to press punch things, and then you just learn something new. One of my laptops started having issues. I couldn't, the letter P wasn't working, so I called Ose. Ose came and put the on-screen, enabled the on-screen keyboard function. You know, after he left, I was looking for that again. I couldn't get it. See, is it virtual keyboard, virtual screen, virtual online? So when he came back, and I said, sorry, that keyboard. He said, you mean on screen? On screen. Okay. He now called it up again. I just pinned it. I don't want to be praying about this one again. I just pinned it to the laptop. He said he searches all things. What is he searching? Searching for options, searching for alternatives, best fit. He looks at this situation in your life. There are three routes in this matter. Then he runs a program for the three of them, seeing the possible outcomes. He doesn't say, I am God, let me choose for him. No, he runs it. Looks at your level of compliance. Look at your level of devotion. Looks at your level of concentration. It's like a mathematical formula. He plugs it into an equation, into a formula, and then runs the program. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just like trying to calculate your body mass in there. What they call that? Your body weight. There's a formula for it. Do you understand? There's a formula. He plugs it in. Then they weigh the situation. 3 years from now, if she adjusts from this life she's living by 10%, what is the possible alternative? Then they run the program. He searches all things, looking for the best fit for where you are now. That's why we may be in the same house, but what God is doing in us is different, depending on our response. Come on, are you hearing me now? Because some of you are asking why you prayed. And it seemed like you heard God, but you didn't move. He searches all things. Yeah! That's a scream there. It's not yeah. Yeah! The deep. That means it's very deep. Deep. That's why people cannot see the end to what God wants to do in your life. Because it's very deep. That's the emotion. You have to keep searching. It's like an ocean. You have multiple times. Every time the devil tries to push you down, you come back in another way. The Holy Spirit has worked out all the comeback scenarios. Walks back. Oh, something with that guy, something with that guy. He initiates the 79 program. This one is close to what we postulated in the 50th possibility. He pushes that one. That tall, dark, and handsome guy with beard. That's him. 49. Pa! And then rule 49 stipulates that David will wake up one morning and feel like calling you. And he says, Busayo, how are you? Then you start crying. What's the matter? That's rule 49. You just thought he called you. The Holy Spirit had worked out all the possibilities. Rule 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 49. At the end of the day, you will show up in his presence. Devil can't stop nothing. There's nothing you are going to do now that is going to surprise God. He said he has set everything. He has worked out all the possibilities. The deep things of God concerning your life. The deep things of God, they are not deep to him. They are deep to you because you don't know them. Next verse. So he's now asking, for what man? Let's even assume that so you shall be no God. For what man? Knoweth the things of man. Save what? The spirit of man that is him. That means that the spiritual scientific solution to unearthing secret and deep things that pertaineth from man to man is the spirit, the source. He said, for there's a spirit in man. It is the inspiration of God that gives him what? That means that the language that your spirit speaks is what? Understanding. Because when God speaks to you, when God puts certain things in your heart, you may not hear it in English. It just comes like an idea sometimes. It comes like a premonition. But when you push your mind into top gear, you begin to understand. Your mind is not your enemy. Hey! Did you hear me? I say your mind is not your enemy. You keep sleeping and dreaming about this particular business. You keep thinking, my brother, your mind is not your enemy. The devil will never give you a tool for prosperity. Every time you pray and you fast, you are seeing ife inwa, and you binded her spirit, and you binded her body, and you binded her soul. Then she started showing up in your dreams. And every time you try to call Pastor David or Pastor Izuchuku, you just keep pressing IFY, and if he keeps coming up. My brother, if you don't marry that girl, you're about to make a big mistake. Say, what man? He said, even so, the things of God, knoweth no man but the Spirit of God who searches all things. You might have gotten to this point on the strength of faithfulness, but there is another face that the Holy Spirit already knows, but you don't know. Next verse. Now we have received. You see, he was talking about that Spirit that knows all things. He's not saying that now we have received not the spirit of the world, that spirit that is bound by rationality, common sense, connections. But the spirit which is of God, so that we might. Did he say he will tell your pastor what you need to know? So that we might. Who does God want to talk to? Me. He wants to talk to you. So that you will not run another man's race. Come on. So that you won't run another man's race. He said we have received the Spirit. That means if we receive the Holy Ghost and he lives on the inside of us, where will his voice come out from? From the inside. Stop binding that devil. God is talking to you. Stop calling it something. He's talking. It's the Holy Spirit. He lives on the inside of you. He said, so that we might know that there are certain things we are trying to buy, but they have been given freely. There are some testimonies that have been allocated to you. You don't need to buy it. There are some next level turnaround that God has earmarked with your name. And he said, I want you to know that I am the one doing it. That is not a mistake. Come on, say amen. He's telling you I'm the one that is doing it. We were in one prayer meeting those days in Redeem, Glory Tabernacle. It was for singles. So we are singles, but we are not actually searching. Because if we are even searching, they're supposed to flog us. If you are 16, 17, you are praying, God. They told us we're praying for our marital future. But me, I don't see the rush. Huh? Boys still need to flex. There's one song like that. I saw it online somewhere. Allow me to flex. You know. Allow me to flex. Something like that. Yeah. So, allow me to flex. Something like that. I will remember. Some of you have been accusing me that I'm teaching you bad songs. But, you see, God is also a social God. Just delete it. I know you are very holy. If you go for your wedding or your honeymoon, is it done where you are playing? Delete. Let's be spiritual. Somebody is saying that pastor. Go back to that verse. Last verse. He said we need to know the things that are freely given to us. How do we know? Now that we know that our spirit has been fused together with the Holy Ghost, that means we have an entire heavenly resource center in our spirit. How do we now benefit from this opportunity? You know, when they invite us for forever and all these contraptions, they'll be telling us, you need to see this opportunity. You need to see this vision. We say, what's this vision? We didn't know it's a FFPO. Say, yes. I said I wanted to leave that banking work. This is, my mind is telling me this is the business. So you are waiting. Then I'll show you testimonies of people that, you know, saw the opportunity. and they keyed into it. And now they are going, every year they are going to Dubai for end of year, whatever. They showed the one that from not having a job, in 1 year she bought a Venza, bought a DC. Then you are like, wow, I can do this. Now say, the only man who will not benefit from this program is the man that says, I can do it. Wow. Wow. See, the way the siren is just blowing. Wow, wow. You want to key in. Then they tell you, all you have to do is, what was that old price before the thing jumped like 80,000? I don't know, was it? Something thousand, let's 75,000. Say, wow. And I have like 200 in my car. They won't tell you. Oh, baby. They won't tell you that after you pay that 75, the work has just started. That you will sign up everybody. You'll be marketing things on Facebook that are not your business. Say, ask me how. Why should I care? Say, do you want to be financially free? You yourself, you are not yet financially free, but you want to show me how to be financially free. Wow. Say, wow. You want to see the opportunity. You see, it's 75,000, but those people said there are some things within the context of your destiny. They have been fully paid for. They are free. The only thing standing between you and them, Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk 2. 1 and 2. Quickly. The only thing standing between you and what has been given. He said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the towers and will watch to see what he will say. Do you see words? Or how do I put it now? When you watch, you are supposed to see images. You write words, but you see images. Okay? But now he said on this mountain, you watch to see what he will say. So what he's actually watching for is the word of the Lord. Adam said, I heard the voice, I saw the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. How do you see voices walking? It's in this mountain. He said, I will stand upon my watch. The first principle to knowing and clearly identifying what has been freely given is to separate yourself. The key of separation. If you continue to stay among those your friends who are studying the budget and abusing Bubu, you will not go anywhere. If you stay amongst people who are at the base of the mountain, instead of you to climb on the mountain where there are eagles, you will not see certain things. You will only be seeing it happening. If you are waiting and hoping that mistake will happen in 2021 and you will just find 100 million in your account, it's not going to happen. Nothing just happens. He said here, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon. What he's saying is that I will stay here until I hear him. The key to identifying the things that are freely given to you, first of all, starts with separation. If you're a crowd person, you can't go far with God. Did you hear what I just said? I said if you're a crowd person, even if you are a lady and you are married, you try to be nice, to please your husband's family, every one of them, you'll be frustrated. Let your husband answer his own people. I will come back and tell you some difficult things. Some people don't like me, but in 2021, it won't matter. Because I've freed myself from the fear of men. When you climb that mountain, you are saying, I don't know how long I will be here, but I will rather err on the side of God than to be popular with men. See, I'll stand upon my word. I will see what he will say to me. That means that the first thing is to trigger the law of separation. And that was what I was sharing with you last Sunday when I talked about how to develop a prayer strategy. It is not praying that is the issue. It is that our Lord said, men ought always to pray. That means there is a revelation equation that is triggered if I pray often. You will not know it if you pray out of convenience. You only know that realm if you pray always. You cannot pray amiss. You cannot praise amiss. So the first equation is what? Separation. That means, it doesn't mean you are not playing with people. It means mentally, you have a separated mindset. You can be with people, but you are not with them. You are not subjected to crowd effect. Number two, between where you are and the things that are freely given to you is the voice of the Lord. That's it there. I will watch to see what he will say unto me. Are you seeing it? What is the first law? The key of separation. What's the second one? The voice of the Lord. And when I say the voice of the Lord, please don't look for audible voice. Is that voice already talking to you now? In your mind. It's there. God lives inside you. And he's talking to you, though you hardly listen because you like Telemundo. But it's okay. 2021 will be different. The third key. Between where you are standing and where... I hope somebody can hear me. Come on, talk to me. Can you hear me? I'm giving you the key. Because when I enter January, it will go deeper. The third key between where you are now and your access to revelation for tomorrow, to secure tomorrow, the things that God has given to you that you, if he tells you, you will be afraid, you have that attack because you can't even believe it. That between today and next week, you can have a Prado in your house and you didn't pay one naira. Because for you, it's too high. It's too high. If God now says, I want to give you a kingdom, then you will dig the ground and enter. Elon Musk, I hope you know he has sent another spaceship to Mars. He's tired of United Nations. He's tired of you. He wants to go to another planet and become a king. See? Why you are saying it's not possible? All these things is the Antichrist. Say, eyes have not seen. You stay there with that. You cannot rise above your mentality. It's not anything. You keep saying it's impossible. Keep saying you'll never make it. You have a live example of a man who at 46, God started with him. And you saw his evidence today. Time is not a limitation for God. It's only a limitation for you. Time is not a limitation for God. So the third key here is the key of rebuke. What shall I answer when I'm reproved? Because when God wants to really help you, there are so many things that you have that he may break down. He won't want you to go with them. So if you are only open to praises and people celebrating you, and you are not open to rebuke, you may not understand what we are saying. Verse 2. This was the answer the Lord gave him. Right division. Right division. Right division. God told his prophet, right division. But when God said right division, he had not even started seeing anything. But that's his answer, right division. Excuse me. It doesn't matter how smart you are or how sharp your brain is. If God says right division, that means you cannot walk without a book. You cannot walk without a paper. Because a time will come when people see what God is doing in your life, they will think you did something. But if you bring out the book then and say, see, 2017, see what he said to me. People will become humbled by how God could have journeyed with somebody when she was not even anything like a prophecy. It's a right division. That's the fourth point. Many times God gives you something in your spirit, then he keeps expanding it. Write it down. When Paul was speaking to his disciples, he said, bring along the parchments, my writing materials. Bring together my books. You cannot go into 2021 the way you left 2020. If I open my iPad now, you will see about 45 books. I've read two yesterday. Two, one day. when you open your mouth, 10 people should be talking at once. Because you have digested knowledge. Ah! Can you hear me? Are you still here? I say, open your mind. You don't have time to read. You have no time for your destiny. It's as simple as that. Give your attention to knowledge. Write the vision. You can only write to the degree where you understand. Write it. Don't say you have a magical brain. These small, small things will make 2021 very glorious. Write it down. This is where you are. Where are you going? What is the short-term plan in 3 months? What is the long, mid-term plan? What is the end-of-the-year plan? Write it down. If you are selling something, you are, by God's grace, so this thing, everything is 10,000. By end of the year, I want my business to be worth 50,000. Hey, write it down. Please, again, like I told you, God is not against your prosperity. God is against prosperity getting you. He's not against you getting prosperous. So, if you think prosperity will take can make a man go to hell, try poverty. Try poverty. Write the vision. Make it plain. Point 5. Let it be clear. Let it be clear. Let it be clear to you. Keep writing until it becomes very clear to you. Excuse me. Do you know that writing your vision will let you know your deficiency? Because you are writing about, let's say, real estate. You now realize that there are certain aspects of real estate you don't really, you've not mastered. Abi, then you now begin to walk towards knowledge. If you don't write, you just believe God said to you, oh, my son, I'm going to make you a name in the real estate world. You say, hallelujah. Rabaka Sharia Laba Salada. Pastor, can you believe what God told me this morning? And then when he tell me, I say, wow, give me a high five. 6 months after, I don't know, this country, hi. Ah, if I can get a one-way ticket, if I go like that, I just change my name. Change my name to Owen Brown or Will Smith. Just change my name. Pastor, do you know that dollar moved from 360 to 500? Analyzer. Continue analyzing. Every vision will demand the commitment of clarity. The ability to clarify such that when somebody tries to sell something else to you, you will know this is not the vision. There are people that God called to be consultants. There are people that God called that the nature of your business, I'm using business as an example, is to interface with corporate world. They cannot write simple proposal. Is it God that will tell you to go and learn proposal again? It is when you are writing and making play, just occur to you that if you want to go into telecom, to attend to people in the telecom business, there's a way they like to talk. So you try to learn their language. So when you go to the meetings, you are not presenting and say, actually, we are just starting. Nobody wants to hear that one. Who cares? Put your best self forward. Say, actually, we are just starting. You know, things are beginning to balance up. But we believe God. Hey. We believe God. Hey. Let me shock you as I round up. Do you know that when most people who are very serious, Uncle Tio, I don't know how this works in your office. When people who are very serious hear, but God is helping us, what they are hearing is that you will disappoint. You are not capable. Do you know that to be an excellent writer, you need to keep writing? Even when nobody is writing, you write it in your head. You write it in your sleep. You wake out of your sleep. You start writing. Just writing. That's how you get better. I can preach without preparing. The message I preached at... were you blessed by my message at your wedding? It was 5 minutes to the wedding that your pastor told me I would preach. It wasn't prepared. And Kenny said that was my best message ever. So for a Kenny to rate me... it's a big matter. Because Kenny... doesn't play rubbish. If Kenny rates you, you are there. Where did we go? Uncle Tio, the message I preached at your birthday, I didn't prepare, it was there. It was not prepared. You get better by writing it and making it plain. Writing it means acting your vision. You start playing with it. If you're an artist, start acting in front of your mirror. Start planning for the day you will sell goods worth 100 million naira in one day. And you are calling your boy, hey, Timothy, hey, Michael, yeah, count this money. In your mind, you are seeing the counting machines. Make it plain. Make it plain. Act it. People are going to call you mad. Don't worry. Ah, we'll get there. Ah, just give me time. We'll get there. Get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Just hold on. Make it plain. Write it down. Act your prophecy. Don't tell people you are broke again. This, all these innocent confessions that is trapping you. I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. You are broke. Amen. 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 The day I realized the weight of words was the day I was in my hostel in boarding school. And I said, ah, I'm sick. And you know the, what we call headroom. I don't know how they do it these days. Headroom. The most senior student, SS3, in the room is the head of that room. That's the way we had it in my boarding school, apart from house captain. The moment I said, ah, I'm sick, do you know what he did? He should have corrected me. He just said, amen. Ah! I just said, why would you say? He said, you said it, and I said, amen. He now told me something very important that day. There are many people who say amen to your negative confession in their mind, but they are laughing with you. This business is not working. Amen. It's the economy. It's the economy. But you are saying things, and in their mind, they are laughing with you, Tina, and they are saying amen. That example that guy did for me that day, you know, as innocent as I was, I went back and I started revoking that statement. Because the way the guy said, amen. Ah, can someone be this wicked? Then he now sat me down and explained to me the impact of my words and how people wish me evil and they are laughing and smiling with me. You choose your words. 2021 is not the year for all those I will not be telling lies now. I know I'm feeling sick. Right? Amen. Me, I won't say amen to you, but you know who is sitting beside you in the office? Someone that is wishing for you to be sacked. Somebody that doesn't like the fact that your boss even likes you. In your office, how many people have stayed there for 5 years consecutively and you have been there and people are liking you? And you I'm broke. Amen. Your Bible says, say the heart of man is very deep. You don't know anybody. You don't know anybody. He said, write it down, make it plain, so that he that readeth may what? Until it is clear enough to generate response and movement from you. It's not yet clear to you. These are the things standing between you and the things that are freely given. Because when you begin to do all these things, you know, you don't really know what is given. But as you stand here and you are doing it, then certain opportunities will begin to open up. And they will be coming like cheaply. Then you are now wondering like, wow, what if I didn't take this step? Ah, what if I didn't greet this brother? What if I didn't make that presentation? What if I didn't do that? What if I didn't do this? But you sit down in your house and complain all day without a clear Habakkuk chapter 2 strategy. If you are wealthy and better off, in 2021, it will be easy to serve God. My brother, if you have a driver, it doesn't matter where your church is, you go. Hello? I said if you have a driver, it doesn't matter if I say, just take me now, we are going to Maryland. Does it matter? Is it not collecting his salary? Simple. And who told you that you need to be old to have a driver? I said, who told you? Because there's a level of prosperity that God is bringing to Goshen. 2021. And I'm prophesying now. But we must be careful not to give our minds to reasoning the way Egyptians, the way they order their thinking that except there is physical food and water, they are going to be stranded. When you 3 years ago, have you been to this church 3 years ago? Did you know there was a place called Refuge House? Now, when we started Refuge House, did you know about it? Were you in this church when we started Refuge House? But in God's mind, He had secured a place for you there, even though He didn't know. He only waited for the time you are now ready to come to Lagos. And then He said, come here. That is the way God works. He has made a provision for you in 2021. You don't know what it is yet. But when you stay with Him on your watch, when you don't play with your secret place of prayer with Him, when you don't toy with it, there are some of you that want to pray, and then your friend calls you, you leave your prayer and go and gist. Come on, say not in 2021. I say, brother Femi, we even share scriptures together. Thou shalt have no other gods beside me. I encourage you, go and listen to last week's message on prayer strategy. Some of you heard it, you've not done anything about it. Go and study the second service message. Study it right out and plan your 2021 on that. Last Sunday message. Except you have another altar that you want to go and be prostrating to. If you don't play with God in 2021. Don't play with Him. God is not a player. There's one song like that. When I was in the world, we used to sing it like that. I don't want to be a player no more. I don't know. It's been many, many years ago. I don't even know who sang it now. I'm a Christian now. I'm just telling you. Shout if you like. Bring out your phone. Let's see the songs you have there. Say, I don't want to be a player. So what does it mean to be a player? Amen. There's one guy there. He was riding bicycle. I've forgotten his name. Craig David. He has one pop. He said, God bless you, bro. Well, brother Craig David. Amen. He sang one nice song like that. Hey, don't worry. We'll look for it. I'm running away. Pastor Dave, you see how God is exposing your pastors. I just said test now. People are failing. All these brothers. You see, Pastor Dave, if you put water in his mouth, that's how you meet it. See him. Craig Davis. I don't know. God will help us. We need to be praying. We need to be praying more. Brothers are singing songs they are not supposed to sing. Amen. So if you ask the ladies, their own is even worse. These are holy men. Holy men of God. Holy men. See. I just set tests now. You know me, when I set my test, you don't know. As a lecturer, I don't tell you. I just set tests. So you see why I say you should be reading Bible. There's a place for cramming. Because your mind doesn't want to learn. Cram it. Cram one verse per day. Compel that mind to bend. Stop running away. Compel the mind. So I'm running away. Run to where? Come here. Yeah, read Bible. The things have been prepared. But one important thing you must know between where you are and the things that are freely given is that God wants to test your heart. All these things asking you to do, what is He doing? Testing your heart to see if you are actually qualified. That is the quiet part of this transaction. So what do you do when you get to the edge of the road and you are tired and frustrated and you don't have anybody to encourage you like Jesus or like David who was discouraged? What did Jesus do? He went and searched for his Gethsemane. Everybody will have his own Gethsemane. And there are places that when you want to cry out to God, people can't go with you. If you tell them to go, they won't pray well the way you want them to pray. So you go alone. And the Bible says he fell upon his face and he cried out to God, say, my Father, my father, I am so overladen with this burden. If it is possible, debale ba mi lighten. If you can lighten this burden, I'm not going to make it to the cross. God didn't answer the prayer the way he wanted, but God gave him the grace to get to the cross and left him there to die. God never abandoned you. God never abandoned you. God never abandoned you. God never abandoned you. You just didn't see how he helped you. But he didn't abandon you because you know you almost gave up. But he didn't remove the problem, but he gave you the grace to get to the other side. The test of character, when God tests you with money. Have you ever been in need and somebody gave you 10,000? And the 1,000 naira tithe now became a very big problem. Talk to me, real people. But I'm not talking about 100,000. I say 1,000. Do you understand? The moment you see that, don't pray. Just transfer first. Imagine you are transferring to your girlfriend. Instant obedience. If you think about it, you'll be in problem. So just transfer. And I realized it recently. I thought I have overgrown these small things. You know, there's a way you just feel you are matured. You know, we have passed that level. And then 5,000 naira became a problem to transfer. I said, I said, okay, I now set myself, I will do it this morning. Today. In the middle of that, I say, Rock, I can't sleep like this. If I enter Sunday, what's today's date? 20th. That money will go. In the night. Let's sleep. God will test you with money. He will test you with glory. He will test you with influence. He will test you with power. He will test you with delay. He will test you with delay. It's not the devil, it's God. Then he will watch your attitude. Then he will be looking at the songs you are singing. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer. That's your way of saying, Koizio. I know my Redeemer liveth. He lives forevermore. Michael say, Baba, look your Fiki. Look at you say, I know it in the apple. Leave her. I know my Redeemer. You so as you are putting pressure on the thing, like, Baba, I dare you. Okay. He will test you with delay. Tested in all points as we are. Yet without sin. Not sin is not that he did not commit sin. It's that he continued to judge him faithful. Because sometimes you fall on your face. But as you fall, you are still saying, even when I'm unfaithful, he cannot deny himself. This is the character for 2021. Is somebody hearing me with his heart? This testing, nobody will tell you when the test starts. Nobody will tell you when it ends. The only thing you will hear is the result. Like when they called Uncle Tio and say, come and warm this car for me. And the person left. Say, come and warm. Say, warm this car for me. The person was giving him car. Say, warm the car. From Tio, why are you asking me to warm car? We are friends. How can you be asking me to warm car? For what? You see? A test. Kenny, come and meet me at, what's that place? Avesta's bus stop. Avesta. Kenny was here cleaning it. Cleaning. They come and say, come and meet me. My wife, me and I, we are dear. Come and meet us. Sorry, bros. I'll call you back. Where I am? I'm serving God. Cannot leave this place. I'm doing God's work. He didn't know that the person calling him was packed a car there for him. Did you pay 1 naira? Before the glory will come, the test. Never forget. Before the glory comes, before the glory comes, before the glory comes, it will be a serious one. It's not an ABCO. It's the test of character. And he will withhold what is on the other side until he sees your response. Before the glory comes what? Before the glory comes what? Before the glory comes what? And what is the test? The test is hinged on the faithfulness of God. Do you continue to judge him faithful? You know, as externally, we all pray to God on Facebook. We pray to him on WhatsApp. So now he himself, he has WhatsApp account, so he can be reading everything. So, but in our mind, God, why have you done this to me? This person, what makes her better than I am? What else do you want from me? The people you are blessing are not living right the way I do. Why is it that those of us who follow you are always last? I'm telling you questions that some of us have asked. Why is that those who are sharp, they get what they want and they come back to give their life to Christ? Before the glory comes, rise to your feet. That's the message. Before the glory comes, the test. Father,